You work so hard mopping the floors and keeping things neat, and yet you are always ready for an adventure, even camping in the heat. Your boobs, they fill my heart with warmth and desire. I am grateful to be near them. They light my fire.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
I was looking through one of the lady magazines at the store the other day. Not the magazines with ladies, but the magazines intended for ladies.
Good Housekeeping, things of that
nature. Elle, something people. Like this, yeah. Mm-hmm. Vanity Fair, I don't mm-hmm. know.
Muscle
I'm
fitness.
Very diverse. But so I pulled up, I got to the horoscope pages there. And so I got your horoscope.
Oh.
From the magazine for you.
Thank you.
So you wouldn't have to go to Barnes & Noble to read it for free.
Thank you, like yeah. I had Nobody do. Buys right magazines.
Perhaps it's time for a new approach. Nothing you've tried so far has worked. Seek the counsel of friends. They can more clearly see your shortcomings and offer sound advice. While Mercury is in retrograde, pills will be your best friend. Mm. A colleague or business relation will disclose their distrust in you. Brush it off. There's much more to come. If it doesn't kill you, it will make you stronger. Spend some time with Cancer. Not the sign, the disease. When Venus eclipses Uranus, you'll accept Mercury as your new overlord. Have fun with it. Pisces can be an exciting playmate for you.
Wow. I have right? one hell of a month ahead of me.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy one.
Wow. Curiously, I also was looking through magazines, and I had to read your horoscope.
Get out.
I did. Death is imminent.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. No, that's wrong. So that's Gemini.
Yeah. That was a test. Now I know where my enemies are. Got your ass. Got your ass.
You're Aquarius.
Glad I'm not a Gemini.
Also known as a two-faced bitch. According to my birth chart.
Your orbit is descending.
Oh.
Chaos abounds and you feel the weight of the world on your shoulders. But your moon is rising and it's larger than it used to be. Don't be afraid this month to show your moon. Be public, leave the shadows of anonymity, and shine your moon upon the world, and let the light of life enter you.
Deep. I was thinking about Gen Z, or whoever this problematic generation is. We have
last
Z.
Letter in the alphabet.
And I don't know if we raised them, or if that was the one after, right? But we're Gen X, obviously.
Fuck yes.
And Gen X is clearly the best generation.
Best. 100%.
Probably since the greatest generation, or even before. I don't know.
No, I think we're number one.
Who can make Gen Z look dumb?
But Gen X, it's reputed. It's been said over and over and over. It's proven scientifically in lab tests that we are by far the wittiest, most sarcastic, self-deprecating, funny generation. Mm-hmm. There is.
Yep.
Heart hands emoji.
We don't take things too seriously, and we have
right.
jobs.
And we're always making fun of ourselves.
Fuck yes.
And I know why. It's because we were the first generation to be raised solely by television. All of us were raised by TV.
Oh.
Right? We spent all of our time alone. All of us spent all of our time alone, yeah. or with our friends. My mom would literally say, don't come back until it's dark.
That's right.
This is lunchtime.
Yeah.
It's not even an option to come back at dinner. It's just like, don't come back until it's dark. Not before dark, until it's dark.
Well, we'll come back to that, but I hear you. I hear you.
But you know what I mean?
I had curfews. Like, my mom actually wanted me back. I was the one fleeing the home.
We just had to shrink our play radius from about a 4-block radius down to our actual only block.
Yeah, yeah. And as long as you just had a little bit of that fucking light left, you were there.
But when the streetlights came on in the wintertime, which is fucking 4:30.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Hey, what are you still doing outside?
So we're out playing, but I hear you because we, my brother and I, we watched Saturday Night Live. That was like our fucking favorite show. Stayed up late. Couldn't wait to watch it. So like, I'm watching TV all the fucking time. Saturday Night Live, Richard Pryor, like any comedy I could fucking watch discreetly. Dude, Archie Bunker, Three's Company. Oh, I think the fucking best show, Mad TV and In Living Color. Like those fucking shows. And so we just laughed all the time. And it was diverse and it was wonderful. And
Sanford and Son.
Oh, the heart attack. Oh,
this is the big one.
Oh, Jefferson's, one of my faves. Wheezy.
I guess that attitude didn't play over well into parenting, maybe. And that's what's going on now.
They overcorrected. They thought what they were doing was wrong when they were fucking doing everything right.
So we were parenting them like, oh, nice job when they bring home A+. Like, I could have done that, right? And then now they're all fucked up because we didn't show them proper appreciation. We were all sarcastic with our kids.
That's interesting.
So we're to blame.
They didn't understand our sarcasm.
They didn't understand our witty Hill Street Blues fucking sarcasm.
Now they're out there looking for acceptance because right. They didn't understand our sarcasm was filled with love. Working for love in all the wrong places. Working for love. Now, instead of all of this gender advancement, I would like to see the flying cars that I feel like we were promised as children.
We were watching the fucking Jetsons. And all silver jumpsuits.
Yeah.
I'm a little let down that we're not all wearing silver jumpsuits that are, as far as I presumed, air-conditioned.
Yes.
My own personal air-conditioned suit that I set the temperature in.
Okay, what I'm hearing is instead of solving global warming and a climate crisis, individual climate-controlled suits.
Individual climate suits.
Fucking genius. Literally.
Fucking
genius. I mean, where's Elon? What, he's fucking buying Twitter. We got to do this work for him. My God.
We are the generation that said, we're not going to wear suits to the office every day because that's fucking dumb.
Did we do casual Fridays at
all? We're the generation that said, you know what? It is okay to fly in flip-flops. You know what I mean? Oh. We're the generation that said, you know what? I don't know that I need a savings account. I need a goddamn pontoon boat with a barbecue on it.
Yeah.
See? Gen X was awesome.
We are awesome. No, Gen Z is so fucked up, sadly. But it's partly our fault.
But it could be partly our fault.
Partly.
Partly.
Well, what I mean
by
partly, I mean,
but I'm still putting my flip-flops on.
I mean, their mothers, not us.
Oh, please, totally.
Your brain can be filled with fucking SpaghettiOs, and you can be a famous, rich, successful TikToker.
Here's the upside of parenting with Gen Z. Hear me out. You can have full-blown conversations, but you only need like 3-4 words.
Exactly. But please, go off, King.
Okay, here they are. Your daughter's talking to you. She's telling you about her day, what's going on. And you just say, on God? On God. You gotta say, on God? That means like, really? On God? Okay? So say that. And then
I don't think I will.
You gotta talk to your kids the way the kids talk to each other. That's how they connect.
My kids talk to me like a death row inmate, and they're the guards.
Bro!
You capping!
My house is very violent. It's very on edge all the time. The wit and the sarcasm and the jokes and the meanness, we all live on edge, pretty much. It's a razor's edge all the time over there.
Bet.
Just waiting for, what?
On God?
What? Oh, God.
On God.
If I said that...
Dead ass.
If I said that...
Dead ass?
No. Dude, if I said any of those things, they would burn me. They would literally burn me alive.
Bet. Bet. That means you got to try it. Bet.
Just saying it over and over and over doesn't make it better.
On God.
If you were in Gen Z, and you have half a brain and half an ounce of ambition, you could walk all over everybody. Because they're all just couch slugs.
On God.
You could dead fucking ass. Crush it.
Dead ass.
Bet.
Bro. Bro!
I pretend I do not hear it.
Bro!
I'm not anti-breast implant. I think to a degree they're good because if you're driving a car, right, and you get into an auto accident, wouldn't that, like airbags, really be a safe way to get into a crash? So I feel like as a safety mechanism, breast implants may save lives, at least in auto accidents.
She and her doctor are convinced that a breast implant saved her life.
Here's a home protection tip for you.
Okay.
If you protect yourself, you have a bat under your bed like I do, or any other kind of beating blunt instrument.
Mm-hmm. Golf club.
Vaseline that son of a bitch. The end of it? Because that way they can't take it from you.
Oh.
Because when you're beating somebody about the head and face with a bat, their first instinct is to stop that, to get that bat. So they grab it, they pull it, and they can hit you with it. You grease it up, they're grabbing a greased pig while you continue to beat them about the face and head.
Lube it up in the bedroom.
Okay. This is an excellent pointer.
It is
so
a good
whatever
pointer.
Blunt force trauma you intend to cause, whatever instrument you're using to cause blunt,
grease the end of it so it cannot be taken from you and
Vaseline.
Used against you.
Okay. Now, real question. If you stroke Vaseline all over the end of your
yes,
batter
you can
club,
then shove it in your butthole if you wanted to.
No, before that, how long will the Vaseline last before you have to reapply? Like if I put it under my bed, a week,
I would
a month?
I would assume...
Long time?
Before Vaseline evaporates, I would guess you probably got a month, maybe,
okay,
if it's a thin layer.
So like with your fire detector, you change the alarm and shit, you got to check your Vaseline once a month or so. I like to grease my doorknobs before I go to bed. All of them around the exterior of the house and the interior of the house in case anybody gets past it. By the time these motherfuckers slip and slide and try to get in, I hear it and I shoot them.
See, that's why you grease the inside doorknobs but not the outside. That way they can get in and they can't get out. And then you turn that into a fun. You got to flip-flop it. You got to terrify. You remember we talked about killing the cows slowly with the hormones?
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure these guys are full of terror hormones before you kill them.
Yes.
So you trap them in your house.
So different
Throw them for a loop. Huh?
Brilliant.
Uh-huh.
This is like mousetrap for criminals. Like, we do have a problem with crime in society. Chicago, San Francisco. So if you create some kind of trap in your home.
Now, it is illegal to booby trap your home.
Wait, but if you put, let's say, gold bars on your dinner table, right, and someone comes breaking
in. So now we're putting a lure out.
Yeah. Can you shoot that person for breaking in?
Probably, yeah. Well, it depends on the state, I guess,
okay.
But I think that's, in Texas, yeah, you could probably shoot them for thinking about wanting to come in. You probably pick them off of the sidewalk. You're looking at my gold?
I know. It's the wild, wild west. People who own homes and want to rid their neighborhood of crime. You just lure, you know, the burglars to your home, set out some gold bars, pile of money, some Rolex watches, right? Don't booby trap it. You just got to stand there armed, wait for somebody to break in, right? Put a knife on the table, maybe a gold knife, so they definitely pick it up. As soon as they pick it up, shoot them, boom.
Mm.
We get rid of crime, one burglar at a time.
Cut yourself with that knife first. So there's a little bit of your DNA on it, and you've got a fresh wound. Then as soon as they pick it up, it's self-defense.
Too difficult for homeowners. I don't feel like I want to go that far.
Here's the thing. A big clear box, and you put it in your front yard over your car, and you put a stick under it, and you leave your car running. And when some idiot jumps in to take off, you pull the string, and the clear box falls on him. You got him trapped.
Dude.
And then the car exhaust kills him. And then you drag him out, and you take him down to the county office, and you collect your $100 or whatever for his pelt.
Wow.
And skin him.
Wow.
Taking his pelt.
Wow.
Huh?
Bro, that's
huh?
a whole ass fucking industry with sub-industries. Because now you got body parts?
There's no quitting my body, and I think that's what makes me a scary foe in any field, really. Not just sex toy collection.
And, oh my God, dude. Okay.
And they asphyxiate themselves. It couldn't be simpler.
Yeah.
Swaddling babies was big in the 90s.
There are wrapping
babies.
I used
to swaddle a lot of babies.
Were they your babies?
I just swaddle.
See a baby,
baby
got a
swaddling competition.
Thank
unswaddled
you.
Baby. It'd be like, swaddle that baby.
Okay.
Why is that baby unswaddled?
Don't get me wrong. I'm not a monster. I tried to help the baby.
Here's the deal. I know we're very competitive.
You going to challenge me to swaddling? Is this a swaddle up?
I feel strongly that if
Give
we
me
can
a baby.
Get the babies.
Give me a baby. Give me five
swaddle.
Babies.
I'm going tighter burrito. I'm tucking and rolling. And the head
Those
is not going
Those kids'
gonna
faces
wobble.
Are going to be purple.
Yours.
I'm going to have five purple-faced, perfectly tight little burritos with no wrinkles.
I am a sociopath!
Okay, purple-faced babies are suffocating, bro. You gotta back off that burrito. That's
Don't
what I'm
you
saying.
Tell me how to swaddle. I'm just kidding. My swaddles be perfect. There's not even wrinkles. You've seen how logical I go about things. Wait till you see how mathematically I can wrap up a baby.
See, by the time you go
Beautiful.
Geometric on that fucking thing, I've already
Beautiful.
Got the baby swaddled. lavender bathed in bed. Boom.
Dude, mine are ready for a Hail Mary all the way to the end zone.
That's they're, tight. That's
they're
tight
aerodynamic
swaddle.
And
that's a tight,
tight
swaddle.
Okay. And that baby be laughing the whole way.
I respect your game. If you can put him in the little, it almost looks like the escape pod of like a spaceship and shit. If you can tighten him up that well.
Did you know the little game at the carnival where they got the cardboard cut out with the hands, the receiver's hands as a whole?
Yes.
You got those, I could get a baby through there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get a 1 month old through there.
Mm-hmm.
I can swaddle tight, bro.
This is how we engage.
Hey, I think I got my wife.
Parents.
My swaddling skills.
How would she know of your swaddling skills in advance of you having children? Did you pre-swaddle her?
1994 West Coast Swaddling Nationals.
Oh, shit.
I took first.
That was you, bro.
That was me.
You entered as a teenager, just swaddle the fuck out of all those babies.
Dude, by the time I was 17, I could swaddle 50 babies in 30 seconds.
Dude, Guinness.
I was good.
We need to look up this Guinness record, and we fucking need to defeat whatever exists out there. It may not even be a sport yet, but, you know, they got...
I can't. I haven't swaddled since the accident.
You must. Ryan, these babies need you, bro. These parents need you. They got these kids out here.
Look at these hands.
Their fucking arms are flailing.
You think these hands can swaddle?
I know there's love left in those hands, Ryan. You help these parents swaddle. These fucking kids are catching hands everywhere. They're spreading COVID. They're fucking slapping everybody. I've watched this fight TV. Twitter's full of these kids. They need to be swaddled as adults.
Oh.
Let's invent that.
I think
swaddle
they're
called straight jackets, but let's bring them back.
I'll just go around the streets swaddling people. Yeah, see, some rappers be shoveling bitches. I'd be swaddling babies.
Dude.
Mm-hmm. Hardcore.
If you swaddle dogs, then you're going to get rabies.
Oh. Well, now, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And it rhymes.
Well,
because I would imagine a rabid dog would not take kindly to being swaddled.
Okay. Do you ever have the legit fantasy that you could take down a dog and you almost are waiting for one to kind of come at you just so you can just test your sort of skills?
I have planned out many a times how I would fight a dog.
I can see the whole thing happening. Like, I worry about dogs that come chasing after me.
Me too.
Except that one in your fucking neighborhood recently. Really? Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, well, he only had three legs. You underestimated him.
See, that's the thing.
I saw him again.
Ooh.
I saw him another night. I felt like going over there, kicking his one leg out from under him, so he fell on the face. Fell on his face, not the face. Mm-hmm. And then told her that she was a bitch for having him.
Sometimes animals simply mess with the wrong opponent and have to suffer the consequences.
You would do that for me?
I would.
Dude, I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I would disgrace a crippled dog for you.
For our listeners.
Unless it was a war vet.
A war vet dog?
If he was a war vet dog, if that's how he lost his leg. But
yeah.
If it was something gay like cancer or some shit.
Yeah. No, this dog was hit by a car. So I think
doesn't count. That's gay.
What
that
was he doing in the street?
Right? He shouldn't be in the street.
So this three-legged fucking dog, just so people understand what happened to me, I'm going to fucking...
Next time, let him know that when I get home from work, I've already had three or four beers, so he should just stay the fuck out of my way.
Fact. On God. Bet.
Bro!
You capping!
Unfortunately, no cap.
I'm trying to come over to your fucking house. I didn't know your house was guarded by a fucking three-legged fucking dragon dog. I see this sweet thing. I want to know the story, right? So the girl who watches, she said she warned me. She says he's a little protective. So I have to say I kind of have a little bit of fault here.
As a lawyer, mm-hmm. I can tell you. You have not lost your grounds for a lawsuit yet.
Okay, good.
That warning is not enough.
Okay. She said he's a little protective. And I said, oh, okay, well, I understand that. I'm a parent. I'm protective too. So I'm just kind of like sending my nice positive vibes out there.
That's a filibuster.
Uh-huh. German Shepherd's tail wags.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dog
he's giving
approaches.
Consent.
Dog approaches.
Consent. More consent.
I ease lower because you got to get on their level.
Now
like
you're
children.
Presenting to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the dog
also
actually...
Consenting?
Licked me. It licked me. And then the
and
girl...
And that was consensual?
Well, I didn't give him consent.
Well, you were the victim in that
I lick. Feel like maybe this is a lawsuit that I now have.
So now we have two. Now there's a possible two lawsuiter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll come back to the lick.
She says, oh my God. Like she was sort of impressed by this dog.
By saying, oh my God, she basically gave you license to do whatever you wanted to that dog because she was promising you he was going to be tame.
Yes.
That is what is implied in
the
that
moan.
Oh my
the
God.
Sweet moan.
Yep.
Oh, I thought we were going
to
be
she
family.
At that moment accepted full liability for any actions to therefore come.
Here's the thing. within nanoseconds after she moaned the sweet moan of, oh my God, this fucking dog went, and it just, and I'm right there face to face. He just licked me. He lunged for my face, Ryan. And I fucking, because I'm ninja fucking quick, bro, I took my hand, I whipped it around and jammed it right in his fucking mouth.
Like a sandwich? A knuckle sandwich?
He had his fucking mouth. I mean, I could feel the tips of his fangs on my fucking cheek, and I grabbed his fucking, I like jammed my hand in his face because I didn't know what to do, and he bit down on my hand, and then I pulled it out. I should have had Vaseline on my hand. I pulled that shit out fast as fuck. She pulled him back simultaneously, and I went, oh wow, and she goes, oh my God. So she went from, oh my God, that's, oh my God.
First of all, that dog is lucky his head didn't get split clean in half when you jammed that ninja hand in there.
Yeah.
That's good control on your part.
Thank you.
Otherwise, he'd have got a real close haircut if you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
It was I felt bad. He had three legs. I didn't want to cause more damage. Just give him like less teeth, take out his jaw. It's fucked up. I mean, he's already in trouble.
He's already missing the front right. I would remove the rear left if you're going to do so, because that would probably be the most detrimental to his happiness going into the future. The staggering leg missing.
But see, that's
the hardest
amazing.
To wheelchair.
That's what's amazing about dogs. I would at that point just go all four legs, just off, and just put him in a wagon.
Like a sausage.
Yeah.
Sausage on wheels.
He's rolling around.
What if we made a little cart that the sausage dog straps into?
Mm-hmm.
It's got four wheels on it, but on those wheels, you know, people like on, you know, like on trains, they've got the big rod that turns the wheel. It's hooked on like a pin and it goes.
Yeah.
We could make some of those that look like puppy legs. Then as the wheels turn, the little legs wiggle and it makes it look like the dog is actually walking on his own two or four legs. So he doesn't feel like a weirdo.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't think people are looking at him. So we'll just have these mechanical two or three piece legs on the wheels.
Yeah, and we can sort of totally take.
And then we'll have a rod that comes back that goes like this that makes a like a fake tail. Because I'm assuming we're going to remove his tail too, just for spite.
Mm.
A fake tail wagon.
Hey, hi there, little fella. Come out here. Do you know a way out of here?
Now I don't know if it's like three-legged dogs specifically that I should be afraid of, or all dogs. It was a German Shepherd.
A dog?
I'm talking, the dog's got PTSD. This is what we should be looking into. As your lawyer, we should be looking into the untreated PTSD this dog is suffering.
Mental health.
And how to maximize your financial outcome from this dog's tragic, tragic past.
Many people's pain comes from their own losses, right?
And can be your financial gain.
100%. This dog is feeling inferior insecurity. It's like some short men. They feel like they're dealt a bad hand, so they have that angry short man's complex.
So that dog comes walking along, sees you get out of your car and says, dude, that dude's got a huge fucking dick.
Hugely confident.
I'm going to bite him.
He felt my alpha, and he felt insecure, inferior, three legs. I come out, fucking alpha dog, boom. I got to jam my hand down his throat, stop him, back him off. But he did take a little blood. He did take a little blood out of me. So, you know,
next time I'd go with a closed fist and punch all the way through his anus.
I smell fear on you.
Okay, I don't like that one.
Well, I think now, by the way, that is a good tip. Like, to stop dog attacks, you gotta go butthole. That's a good tip. Like, we're giving good tips tonight.
I always go butthole. So I'm safe.
Mm.
Whatever attacks me is getting fingers in its butthole. Instant.
So they do anal and oral all the time.
Why don't people teach us in self-defense? It's like we have politically correct self-defense.
Dude, could you imagine if you did something to somebody or you got too close to them or something and instantly they jammed their finger in your butthole, you would stop doing whatever it was you were doing.
Yeah.
Instantly. It wouldn't even be a choice. It's a reaction.
It's a reaction. Yeah, you clench, baby. Yeah.
You just, so if you're
that
being
shuts
attacked,
you down. It's not pleasurable.
Jam your finger in buttholes. That is the most important advice. If people only listen to one thing, Sam, I need them to listen. Jam your fingers into buttholes if you're being attacked.
Tasty.
Or just if you need to get someone's attention.
But how do I reprogram him? back to the man he was before he got locked
Let's shut this baby down,
Let's
Ryan.
Let's shut this bitch down.
Let's go home. Let's thank the people for listening. You were a wonderful audience
can't
tonight.
Can't go home, but you can't stay. You can go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah.
You can't.
They can come over. We got room.
Everybody's coming here?
Sure. They can come
Fuck
here.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we got room. Look at it.
Fuck we you. Have exactly 14 unused square feet of floor space
I got a
here.
Yoga mat.
We have a yoga mat. So whoever wants to come for a sleepover, send us an email. The first four people. I figure we get four people in here with us.
Yoga
first
optional.
Four people to email us can come over for a sleepover.
Yeah.
All right, let's do that. Cool. Let's close it out.
BurnandRavePodcast@gmail.com. Instagram at BurnandRavePod.
I want to have a sleepover at Burning Rave.
Email us and we'll
send us a postcard.
Put you in our tough shed and
we'll put you in the wheel of fortune to see if your name the and then we'll see what name comes out of the lottery. We'll see who the four lucky people are.
Dick Long and Seymour Butts.
I hope it's not those guys again.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage against the dying of the light.